Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Insource, don't outsource. And I'm telling you, there's a big difference. You know, insourcing or nearshoring, offshoring, remote teamworks, it's similar, but it's not the same. Because we believe insourcing, truly the team members become an integral part of your team, your culture, your operations to make that impact. Now, what do I love about Zimbabwe? Why is Zimbabwe so special? Well, there's tons of reasons why, but I'll point out a couple of the obvious. They speak the Queen's English. I don't speak the Queen's English. I speak a little Texas slang or twang, but they really, really speak this elegant English, which is great for client facing, for interacting with your team, and it's just an amazing opportunity to work with some people who have great English skills, much better than mine. Secondly, their culture, strong Christian values, also strong work ethics, and it makes a difference when people want to come to work, they value their job, and they're putting in those hours to make a difference for their client, which is you. So those are some of the big reasons. Number one is that they speak English. Number two is that they want to learn and show up. Number three, educated. You know, we talk about education levels in different areas, but in different, you know, parts of the world, even in the U.S. or Canada. But in Zimbabwe, they are highly educated. About 96%, I believe, the last count of ours have a university education or a degree in their field of study or in their field of work, and it makes a difference. So you're not getting entry level, but you're getting people who have gone through the process and have that university background or at least some formal education, whether it be in some I don't want to say some trade schools, but some technical or administrative skills, but most of them with a actual university degree. So those three are huge, and most importantly, maybe the biggest piece, they're just great to work with. They're fun, they're affable, they want to come to work, they want to interact with you, they want to learn about our culture, we want to learn about their culture. So that's what makes a difference between outsourcing and insourcing. And we say, don't outsource, insource. Have a great week.